And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Brazilian authorities are picking up the pieces and investigating after thousands of ex-President Jair Bolsonaro's supporters stormed Congress, the Supreme Court, and presidential palace, then trashed the nation's highest seats of power. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
After climbing on the roofs of the three key institutions of state, the protesters bypassed security barricades, rampaging through halls and leaving interiors in ruins. Bolsonaro's followers have refused to accept his election defeat to Lula da Silva, who was inaugurated on January the 1st. Lula says the storming is unprecedented in the country and has called the demonstrators fascist fanatics. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Kyiv denies any casualties from a massive Russian rocket strike on buildings in eastern Ukraine, temporarily housing Ukrainian forces. Russia's defense ministry says more than 600 Ukrainian servicemen died in Kramatorsk. With differing accounts of the attack, we turn to Anna Chernikova for an update from Kyiv.
For the moment, we do not have any confirmation of this report by Russian officials, so there is no confirmation of the attack in Kramatorsk that could have killed and could have caused this kind of this amount of casualties from the Ukrainian side. Even more, our colleagues, international journalists, they who are currently locating there in that area, they also do not confirm this information. For the moment, I cannot really confirm this. And according to Ukrainian authorities, again, this information is not considered as something that really happened.
This is VOA News. Sudan's ruling military has vowed the army will come under civilian authority as the two sides hammer out a final agreement on a two-year transitional government before elections. VOA's Michael Atit reports from Khartoum, Sudan.
3 days of talks between military and civilian leaders continued Monday with the aim of reaching a final deal on governing during a two-year transition to elections. The spokesman for the civilian side, Khalid Omar Youssef, addressed the media Monday at a press conference in Khartoum, broadcast by the state-run Sudan News Agency. He says, "This is an opportunity for all Sudanese to engage and cooperate with the regional and international community to achieve the high national interest of the country." At a launch of the final phase of the political process Sunday, Sudan's Army Chief General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan repeated the military's vow to place itself under a civilian government. Michael Atid for VOA News, Khartoum, Sudan.
The Omicron-adapted COVID-19 vaccine booster, developed by Pfizer and BioNTech, sharply reduced hospitalizations among older patients, Israeli researchers said on Monday, in some of the first evidence of the shot's real-world effectiveness. The study by researchers has not been peer-reviewed yet. It found an 81% reduction in hospitalizations among people ages 65 and older who had received the booster against those who had previously received at least two COVID vaccinations, but not the Omicron-adapted shot. New medical guidelines say children struggling with obesity should be treated early and aggressively, and that includes possible weight loss surgery. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The new guidelines say waiting to see if children outgrow their obesity can only worsen the problem and lead to lifelong health problems such as high blood pressure, diabetes, and depression. For the first time, the American Academy of Pediatrics is setting ages at which young people should be offered medical treatment such as drugs and surgery, in addition to intensive diet, exercise, and other approaches. The guidance says doctors should offer obese young people 12 and older appropriate drugs, and teens 13 and older with severe obesity should be referred for weight loss surgery on a case-by-case basis. I'm Donna Warder.
Switzerland's right-wing Swiss People's Party, the SVP, will, within a few days, call a referendum aimed at blocking a draft law to cut greenhouse gas emissions, party officials said. The SVP, a member of the ruling coalition in Bern, is campaigning against the law to make Switzerland carbon neutral by 2050. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.